Check.
It's warm in here, man. Why is it so warm in here? Who did this? All right, I'm gonna light a candle. Set the mood. Ooh, the mood podcast. All right, you beautiful babies. We're about to make some podcast babies together. So cool it down, speed it up, and let's go. What's up, dude?
Oh, nothing.
That's it?
What's up with you? I don't know. It's Monday. Just, you know, there's a list of 8,000 things I need to do.
Yeah.
Just been trying to do that.
Oh, man. Oh, nothing. Usually that's followed with like, oh, nothing, you know, what's good with you? That was amazing.
Just oh, nothing. And then that's
and then that was
literally
it. Just dead air. Did you listen to the episode last week with Derek Paith filling in for you?
Of course not. But I did listen to the teaser on Instagram. And what are you guys talking about? Shit again? Like, is there, do you talk about anything else when
in,
I'm gone? Or
in
is
his
shit?
In his defense, he wanted me to cut it. He said, I don't want to be always talking about shit. And then I said, so I was like, I can't cut the shit bit. And then we both at the same time went, shit bit, like Fitbit. And then it was just like, what if you had this device that tracked your shits all the time? And then
that's kind of genius.
I know. And then once we figured out where the punchline was, then I couldn't cut it because it was just too funny.
So Derek is officially the shit guy.
Yeah, he's a shitty guy.
What did you guys do while he was in town? Did you have a big boys time?
We went to dinner a couple times. We drank lots of whiskey. We finished 3 bottles of whiskey.
Oof.
Yeah, we finished a bottle of Bullet, a bottle of like really nice Maker's Mark, like fancy Maker's Mark, and then a bottle of something else that was really good. I was like, take the recycling out. And I was like, man, the recycling people are going to just think I'm a huge alcoholic, which maybe I am. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was good to have him over here. And it was fun. It was the first time I had done a podcast with someone else in the room in over a year and a half.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, totally.
I do apologize because last week we didn't talk about The Bachelor because Derek and I recorded before The Bachelor aired. But if you wanted to hear my thoughts on it, just go to listen to Nick's podcast or Caitlin's podcast. They both had me on. And here's the thing. I can be honest with the YFTers. I thought I was going on those guys' podcast to be like, waka, 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 funny joke. Don't forget to watch Bachelor in Paradise. Instead, I walk into half the country hates Katie and half the country hates Greg. But I would love to know your thoughts on it because I assume you watched it.
I did, yeah. I watched it, and I want to know yours, too, because I'm sorry, but I have not listened to Nick Vial's podcast or Caitlin's. my mom and I talked a little bit about it on Cyber Stone. Wait, should we start the show?
Yeah, sure.
I feel like we do this.
Yeah, I know. Is it you or me? Go for it, because I did it last week with Derek.
Yeah, I think so. Bros and hoes, you're listening to your favorite thing podcast with
Wells and Brandy. She's back in town. We missed it for 1 week because Derek came and talked a bunch of shit. Literally. This is so funny because we're doing this like 2 weeks late, but whatever.
It's so bad. I know. We don't have to talk very long about it, but yeah. I talked a little bit about it with my mom because it was fresh. Like I just watched it when she and I talked last week, but like my initial thoughts were that Katie was in the wrong a bit. Here was my thing about it. I say this because I kind of recognize what's going on here in my own past experiences a little bit. So my take on it is learning from my own lessons, I guess, what Katie probably should have done with this super sensitive emotional guy. But like, here was my thing. I felt like Greg like laid his heart out, right? Poured his heart out to her at the hometown. He's a super emotional guy, super sensitive guy, and he's laying it all out there. And she just kind of sat there and stared at him and didn't really say anything back. And listen, I get her take of, I don't want to say I love you to anyone till the end. Respect the hell out of that. I get, you know, that this is a show and there's a process and there's a way things work. And obviously from their conversation, like in the dark corner, she's said to him before, you know, we got to let this play out, like hang in there, like just, you know, trust me on this, whatever. Like you can tell that she's had those conversations with him before. I think all that's fine. And she was not in the wrong in any of that. But I do think with a guy like that, you can't just sit there and say nothing when they pour their heart out to you. And I feel like as a girl that's not, I'm not super emotional and I'm not super sensitive, that that gets me in trouble when like somebody pours their heart out to me and then I don't do it back. And guys get really upset about that. So I don't know. I can see what triggered Greg to go off the deep end. I think it was a little bit dramatic. I'm a little shocked he just left. But I also kind of see why he was upset.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I mean.
And I can see it because I've kind of done it to people in a way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Listen, so just so the wives here know, we're recording this before the last episode airs. So I don't really know what happens tonight. I've heard through the grapevine of what happens, but I don't really know.
Same.
My first take on it is, bro, did you watch any show before you came on this one?
I mean, yeah.
Did you have any foresight to understand kind of the playbook of what this show is and what people kind of do? If you did and you're being like this, then what the fuck? And if you didn't, well, shame on you, because this is a show where ultimately you could get engaged and you should kind of know what's going to happen to you. So In that respect, I'm like, bro, unless you're Ben Higgins, like I made the joke, like Ben Higgins ruined it for everyone because he's told everyone he loved them, you know? But
yeah.
Like in years past, you don't do that. Because when you do that, then you've automatically ended the show. If it's just for one person, a la Colton, you know, he was all in for Cassie.
Mm-hmm.
The show's effectively over once everyone kind of knows the ending.
Yeah.
Peter went all in on Maddie. Then he did the thing where he was like, oh, she didn't want me, Hannah Ann. You know, like the show's effectively over. So for him to be upset at something that like Katie's trying, you know, she's the bachelorette. She is. You know, she's trying to keep the show together, I would assume. I'm sure she's also getting a little bit of motivation from other people being like, hey, you got to play your cards close to your vest here, you know?
For sure. Part of me wonders if he, maybe it was subconscious, but if he's somehow thinking like he's above that, where it's like, well, you know, she needs to love me enough that she'll throw out the rule book for me kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which is really selfish.
Well, and so here's the interesting part of that whole thing, because the argument is that Katie didn't show him enough when he was his most vulnerable, which you have an argument there. But you can also say in Katie's defense, and I'm not taking anyone's side here, but you can also say in Katie's defense that she gave him more positive affirmation in their relationship than anybody else in the show. My other thing about it is that what's getting lost in the wash is the other guys. You know, it sucks if you're these other guys having to watch your back, especially if she does choose Blake or Justin or Michael comes. I don't know what the fuck happens. You know, like it sucks for those guys. One, having to watch it back, and two, being like, oh, you never really wanted me. You just wanted Greg. And I think that that's what Katie was trying to protect everyone from, you know, herself included and those guys. And I understand, dude, it's his heart. It's his life. He's thinking about himself. But, dude, there's other people involved. So that's my thing. He just wanted her to say, I love you. And it's just like, well, dude, I feel like I told everyone that I'm not saying I love you until the end. You know, like, so I don't know what to tell you.
I was just thinking like maybe she could have said, and this is like, you know, funny coming from me because I'm the worst at communicating my feelings, but like maybe, you know, if she could have just said like, oh my gosh, like that means the world to me that you've just, you know, said all that and like, wow. Or just like, I don't know, like shown some sort of emotion without having to say the L word maybe would have sufficed for him. I don't know. I don't know. That's the only thing I can say.
Yeah. The other thing is this. You went from, I'm pouring my heart out, you fill a hole that hasn't been filled since my father passed away, yada, 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 I was ready to get down on one knee, to 17 hours later, you're bailing?
Like, I mean, yeah.
And so here's where, like, I, and this is going to sound so middle of the road, but it's how I feel. And also, this whole thing's so nuanced. There's so much that was left in the cutting room floor that people are never going to know about, but it's very, very nuanced. I totally understood what Greg was saying the night of the hometown and like the conversation where he poured his heart out and then the conversation in the dark and then the conversation in the car. I totally get it. And I'm like, on board. What I didn't like with what Greg did was the second day, he had made up his mind. He fucking walks out, like, chases after him, gets down on one knee, like, basically, like, begging him to stay kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just like, if this is supposed to be a microcosm of the real world, are you telling me that the first time you guys get in an argument, you're fucking leaving?
You're bailing, yeah.
And if that's the case, then I don't think she filled a hole in your heart. Because if it was, if that was the truth, you're fucking sticking around.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my thing. I just feel bad for the other guys. This whole thing is fucked for them. And,
yeah, agree.
And here's what's going to happen tonight. One of two things is going to happen tonight. One, she's going to go on the After Final Rose and be like, water under the bridge. It's fine. Greg, you're good. We weren't meant to be. I'm so happy with Blake or Justin or whatever. And it's going to be like, whatever. Or she's going to go in hard at Greg. And perception is reality. And everyone's going to be like, you're not over him because you're getting mad at him for this, but saying all these things. And poor Blake or Justin, whoever, is going to have to sit there and be like, well, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it sucks.
I know. Agree.
Did you like the season?
I did. I did like it.
I did too.
I liked a lot of the guys. I thought, especially these past few episodes, were really good. Yeah, I thought it was a good season. I really did.
I agree. I think they did they did a really good job.
Pumped for Paradise, though.
Me too. And we are a week away. Less than a week away.
I know. I'm so pumped. We just haven't seen Paradise in so long.
I know. Almost Paradise.
Oh, boy.
Do you think that there's any way that Greg could beat The Bachelor?
No.
No?
I don't. I don't think so. I think too many people hate him.
I thought you loved the man.
I mean, I did. You know what? You know what? I've said this a lot this week. I don't know why this keeps coming up. But, you know, you just sometimes learn the hard way that you think you know someone.
Yeah.
And then one day you just don't.
Yeah.
And that's just life.
Ooh.
It's true, though.
Nuggets of wisdom from Brandy.
What's the tabloid situation with, like, Greg and Bree hanging out? Do you know anything about that?
I don't know. All these people. Huh. All these people hanging out with one another. Intermingling, intertwining.
Yeah.
Doing sex. I don't know if that's true, but, like, I get it because I was there. It's power in numbers, dude. Like, if you go out to a club with other people from the show, more people recognize you and you get more free shit. And, mm-hmm. you know, like, they're just riding the wave of getting to be famous for 15 minutes, you know?
For sure.
So I kind of understand it in that respect. And also, like, a lot of people can't relate to, like, what you're going through. So if you want to hang around people that could relate to it, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I guess. I think it's more the other thing.
I agree. But no one wants to admit, like the second answer is the one that people are like, oh, okay. But that's not the truth.
Yeah, no.
Well, enough Bachelor talk?
I think so.
I think so, too. All right, guys. Bowl and Branch, yep. They're making the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh. And it's all, this is the best part, 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. You'll sleep better right away with their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And they're made with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton, and they're yours to try with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back because Bowl and Branch is amazing.
Bowl and Branch is loved by millions of sleepers, and they have over 11,000 reviews. Plus, they're made without toxins, so they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are terrible for you. Plus, they fit the deepest of mattresses. So if you're like me and you have that, like, pillow top, cloud top, deep mattress, they totally fit, no problem.
Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch during their best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at bowlandbranch.com.
That's Bowl and Branch, bowlandbranch.com. Promo code FAVORITE. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You got any fave things, bro?
Bro.
Bro.
I've watched so much trash TV in the past 24 hours.
Yeah?
There's so much trash out right now.
Well, so let's take the trash out. What do you got for me?
Okay. Have you seen this Love is Blind reunion
thing? Oh, what?
It's trash. Like, I literally lost 3 hours of my life last night watching this.
Is it good trash or bad trash?
I'm not sure. I don't think it was good though, but it was weird. It was like Love is Blind, new episodes. And I got so excited thinking we finally had season two.
Yeah.
And then you click and it's just these three episodes of this like 2-year reunion of everybody from season one. So I didn't really understand the point of that. Like, I want a season two. I want new people, you know? Okay. But anyway, they bring everyone back for these three episodes and they kind of spin it as like a 2-year anniversary party for the two couples that got married, right?
Yeah.
So like Lauren and what's his name? Cameron?
Yeah, whatever.
Camden, something like that.
Yeah.
And then the Barnetts. Everybody has to come and everybody shows up, you know? And then like some people are bringing new people. There's like a bunch of people I've never seen there and I don't really get it. Did you know that Damien, do you remember which one Damien is by chance?
No.
You know no one's name. Damien was with the really pretty but kind of crazy blonde chick and they went to the altar and then I think he says yes to marrying her and then she's like, I can't.
Yeah.
At the end of season one, like they go to the altar and they don't get married. Okay. Well, apparently they've like kind of still been dating for the past 2 years, but not living together and they're not engaged and they're not married. And then supposedly this Damien character has been seen out with Francesca from Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah. So is Francesca on this?
Yes.
That's confusing.
It's very weird, and I actually feel so bad for her because she walks into this party, and all of these girls are so mean to her. They're like, does she know she's on the wrong Netflix show? Like, she is trash. Like, they are horrible to her.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm sure that they paid her a lot of money to do this because I just don't know what other reasons she would have for going.
Yeah.
Because it's like walking into a shark tank. I mean, I felt horrible for her. It seemed very awkward, but it's weird because like they show her at lunch with Damien. They're like drinking a ton of wine and they're like flirting, but they're just friends. And then he asks her to like go to the party with him, but she's like, as friends or as your date? And they're like, he's like, and like doesn't give her an answer. And then they like come back and they're like, he's like, just as friends and then we'll see. And then they go to the party and then she's kind of upset because she doesn't realize he's still dating Gigi. But it's like, girl, he said he was taking you as a friend. Like, what do you mean? So like, it kind of seems like maybe fake. Like the producers were like, hey, just go along with this. We'll pay you. You'll get on TV and then whatever. But by the end of it, I do think Francesca's really pissed about how it's all happening and how the girls are treating her and everything. I don't know. It's very interesting. And then meanwhile, there's this whole other side story that they don't show and don't really explain. Short guy, what's the short guy's name that was like trying to marry the older girl that wants Barnett? Mark. So yeah. Apparently Mark and that girl, Jessica, they don't get married, obviously. She bails on him, right? Apparently, Mark has turned into a player and was talking to LC for a hot second. And LC is upset because they were talking and then all of a sudden he starts dating another girl and gets this other girl pregnant and then proposes to this other chick who we never see because Mark doesn't show up. And the Barnett chick, Barnett's wife, I forget her name. She is nuts. That is a girl you do not want to get on her bad side. She was going in hard. She was like screaming at Diamond, who was trying to defend LC because this girl's friends with Mark only because she hates Jessica and just wants to be friends with the guy that Jessica screwed over because she hates Jessica so much for trying to steal Barnett from her, right? And they're all three just sitting here screaming at each other at this engagement or this anniversary party. Like, it is nuts. Like, just the most trash TV I've ever seen.
Jesus. So many names I don't remember. So is it getting a ding or not getting a ding?
I mean, if you watched Love is Blind, maybe you need to see it.
Yeah.
I mean, it is drama. It is the most drama I've ever seen on television in one sitting.
It's 3 hours?
I think it's three episodes. They're 45 minutes each. Jeez. And I was like doing other things. You know? I was like texting and like getting up a couple times. Like, it's not riveting television. Mm. But it is dramatic.
Interesting. All right.
And these girls are scary.
Well, I haven't heard you talk that passionately about anything in a very long time.
I just watched it. It's very fresh.
Yeah. All right. I mean, I assume you started watching F-Boy Island.
Oh, you know it.
I mean, What is your takeaways from FBoy Island? Because it's getting some really good buzz. Or I might be living in an echo chamber because all of my friends now work on that show.
Yeah, I feel like probably a little of both. I'm only two episodes in.
Yeah.
So I'm not very far. But my first thought is, like, I love Nikki Glaser as a host.
Same.
Like, she's awesome in this role. Love this for her. Here's my issue with the concept of this is, like, these guys get to say whether they're a nice guy or a fuck boy, right? And then we're just supposed to take them at their word.
Yeah.
When they get voted off and they're like, I was a nice guy, we're just gonna say, okay, yeah, you were a nice guy. No.
Yeah.
Like, no guy that says they're a nice guy is actually a nice guy. Like, that's the part of the show that's missing for me. How do we, like, get the nice guys and, like, catch them and be like, no, see, you're a fuck boy?
Yeah, we need some checks and balances here.
Exactly, yes.
Because, like, listen, if you're going on a reality dating show, you're kind of a fuckboy.
You're not a nice guy.
Yeah, present company included. there was a time in my life which I was a big douche, all right? And, and I was the nice guy, if you recall on TV.
Yeah, exactly what I'm saying. Also, it makes me LOL so hard that they have to say F-boy every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
You can't just say fuckboy. I mean, it's HBO. Why can't we just say fuckboy?
Yeah, I that is one thing I have not understood, but whatever. It's not like nice guys and fuckboys. It's just like varying degrees of fuckboys, really.
Exactly, yeah.
You're a 3 on the F-boy meter, so, you know. But anyways, I love the concept. Here's the thing. They're all fuckboys. And women who are like that like fuckboys, you know, like drop dead gorgeous. That's what they want. They don't want the nice guy.
No.
You always hear hot chicks being like, "Where is the right guy? I'm just looking for the right guy. Where's a nice guy? Where is he? I'll tell you where. He's in the fucking friend zone. Okay, that's where you've put him."
It's so true.
But anyway, it's so funny because Alon, who created the show, called me yesterday and we were talking about it. And I was just like, man, it's such a good show, dude. Like,
it is a genius idea.
Well done. Well done. And I agree with you. Nikki is a phenomenal host. So good. Like, you know, I had to give him a little bit of shit because he told me about this idea years ago. And I was like, dude, you better put me on this show. You better let me host this thing. So he was like, I couldn't put, you know, the joke was like, I can't have a fuckboy host Fuckboy Island, bro. And I was like, yeah, fair enough. When she goes, all right, ladies, you're going to be staying in this beachside mansion. And they're like, woo. And then she goes, and guys, you're going to be staying not in this beachside mansion. When the guys goes, oh, shit, man, I thought you were going to say that we're staying in this beachside mansion with the girls. And she goes, yeah. That was the joke. And I was like, oh, nailed him. Yeah.
Oh, it's too good.
Yeah.
I think she's funny.
Yeah. Great show.
I'm here for it. So yeah, having fun with that one.
I just started season 2 of Ted Lasso. You never watched Ted Lasso the first season.
No, I didn't. I need to.
You really do. You really do.
I know.
It won like every award in the world.
I know.
And Jason Sudeikis got his heart broken by Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles, okay? So.
True.
We need to all be on Ted. We need to all be on Jason Sudeikis' side, and we all need to be watching Ted Lasso. But anyways, I just started the first episode of Ted Lasso, and of course, it's amazing. But I will come back and tell you how great it is when I finish it.
Oh, okay. Got it. I finally finished the last 2 episodes of Physical. Did you ever start that show?
No.
I mean, listen, I don't really know that a guy would like to watch it as much, I guess, as a girl, because, like, I think what's appealing about it is, like, you're hearing, you know, the voice inside her head and, like, I don't know, just from a woman's perspective, I'm sure it's probably a better watch, but I think probably the best part about this show is just like how it's stylized, right? It's like set in the late 70s and the wardrobe's amazing. It just like, I don't know, like it looks great. I think the aesthetic of it is really cool and I really like that aspect of it. But honestly, I didn't really love the finale. There was really no like resolution and they kind of rushed through the end and you're kind of like, wait, so what happened? And it's over. Like, I don't know. It just wasn't my favorite like ending to a show ever.
Yeah.
It was just very open-ended and just like kind of eh.
Yeah.
fun to watch.
Yeah, I think the ladies out there will like it. For our 14 gentlemen listeners, maybe not.
Do you think we have 14?
I don't know. That is a
stretch.
Is a bit liberal, isn't it? I finally watched the new Suicide Squad.
Oh.
Written and directed by James Gunn, who I'm a huge fan of. Obviously, he's done some amazing work in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, doing a lot of Guardians of the Galaxy movies. So now they're bringing them over to the DC world, and I don't know if I liked it. And
really?
Didn't love it. I didn't love it. And it's getting pretty good reviews, so maybe I'm way off base. James does the things that he does really well in, like, Guardians of the Galaxy. Amazing soundtrack, very funny people, really good writing.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some things as the comic dork that annoy me. There's a few characters that he's just made up to kill off. And they're just, like, big names for, like, one scene, which is, like, whatever. But, like, there's so many people in the DC universe that you could use to kill off. Why are you making people up? I didn't like that.
Weird. Okay.
The villain is weird, too. I mean, it's so bubblegum colored that, like, it's just, like, what am I watching here? It's a giant starfish with one eye in the middle of it. The villain's weird. It's an alien starfish, and it's just tough to get into. Yeah, I don't know. It's good because it's entertaining and it's funny and it's like all those things, but it just didn't hit the mark, I feel like, the way that Guardians of the Galaxy did.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that.
So anyways, maybe half ding.
Half ding.
Half ding.
Have you seen the new Space Jam yet?
No, and I don't want to.
Oh, me neither. What?
Yep.
What do you mean you don't want to?
I don't want to.
Why?
The first one's good.
But you know what? I said that about Jumanji and you freaked out.
True. True. But the first Jumanji, Michael Jordan, LeBron James. I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I know. I just, I'm not going to do it. You go watch it and you tell me what you think.
Okay, I'm going to. Apparently it's on HBO right now, only for a few more days. So I got to watch it this week.
Yeah. I hung out with like a bunch of Bachelor dudes this weekend.
I saw that. Were you playing golf? Shocker.
Yeah, we're playing golf, doing some real hardcore white guy shit.
Uh-huh.
But it was for a good cause. We went out to Memphis for the WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational.
Wow, sounds fancy.
We raised lots of money. I wrote a big check.
That's cool.
And then I got to walk inside the ropes, bro, with Ben Higgins.
Oh. And what's that mean, inside the ropes, exactly?
So, like, on golf course, like, in the PGA tournament, they put up ropes in the rough where the fans can't walk in because you don't want, you know, that would be like running on the court in a basketball game. Can't do that.
Yeah, got it.
For the select few, they let they let them walk inside the ropes. So like you get to be with them. Anyways, it was really cool. But it was really good to see Ben. Really good to see Jason. Jason Tardik's dad is a legend. He's one of my favorite things. He is amazing. He talked so much shit to my brother because we were all we had this big like golf game. And it was amazing to see. We were like drunk at the bar at the Peabody, and it was just Jason Tardik's dad just talking mad shit to my brother, and it was so freaking funny. Hung out with Cord Overstreet. Do you know Cord?
Oh, yeah, I do. I love Cord.
Yeah. Cord gets a couple White Claws in his belly, and all of a sudden the Cordnado comes out, and it's beautiful. We made up that nickname. We went to a restaurant called the Kooky Canuck because it was like the only place open, and the Cordnado was there, and he ordered, I shit you not, 4 different entrees.
No.
And was like crushing all of them. It was so funny. Anyways, good times had by all. And if you have any leftover change, give it to St. Jude's because obviously they're doing amazing things. But here's the thing that annoyed me actually. And this has nothing to do with St. Jude. I love them and what they're doing is beautiful. But we went to this big charity dinner beforehand, right? And they're just auctioning off everything and people are just giving so much money. We raised like $900,000 a night. It was crazy.
Wow.
And, you know, and you're hearing all these beautiful stories of, you know, saving these kids. And it's like, yeah. You know, like, of course, we got to support this. And then in the middle of it, I was like, you know what? This is fucked up that we have to, as citizens, raise money for a thing that saves kids from cancer. This should just be a part of the fucking country, you know?
I know.
Like, our fucking tax dollars, let's take a little bit of maybe the money that we use for our military and put it towards, I don't know, kids with cancer? there was a point in the middle of the thing where I was like, oh, why the fuck are we doing this? This should be a no-brainer that we are saving these kids, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What the fuck?
You're right.
So that's one of my least favorite things. It's beautiful, but it's like, but no, do it, country.
Yeah.
Do I know how to do it? No. Do I even know if it's possible? I don't.
Yeah.
But I feel like it should be.
Me too.
You know, you hear these stories of like, you know, Katie had leukemia and we didn't have any money and St. Jude paid for everything and they saved her life. And it's just amazing that, you know, they were there when no one else was there. And it's like, yeah, but everyone should have that if that happens to you know, like you shouldn't have to think about bills. What? Poor kid's got cancer.
I know.
Fix it, America. Do better. Yeah. Anyways, I was thinking about this. I don't think you can sneeze when you're asleep. I don't think so.
That was quite the pivot.
You like that?
Yeah. Also, I've never thought about that, but I think you're right.
I never, like, because that would wake you up, and I've never, like, woken up from a sneeze ever.
Oh my gosh, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah, think about it. Has anyone ever, I don't know, I've never, because it happened this morning. I woke up really early and then I sneezed, and it like happened like right after I woke up, and I was like, huh, like what if that if that had happened while I was asleep, that would be fucking terrifying. Yeah, it was so normal dream though. Then you just fuck. What happened?
Oh my God. There's nothing more terrifying than sneezing while I'm driving.
Oh yeah?
Especially when I'm going like 85 down the freeway. Because you know, your eyes close. Like if you,
yeah.
Apparently if you leave your eyes open when you sneeze, your eyes pop out of their sockets. So
yeah. I don't know if that's true.
You feel like,
but
you feel like what?
I don't know if that's true.
Well, why don't you try it? Let me know.
No. But I don't think it's true.
No one's willing to take that risk yeah. to find out if it's true. But oh yeah, so when I sneeze, it's not just one, it's at least three, if not four in a row.
Yeah,
that's like a solid 4 seconds of my eyes being closed and my head down while I'm driving. It's very dangerous.
Yeah. Have you sneezed in a mask yet?
I don't think so.
Oh,
sounds
man.
Gross.
Yeah, it's it's like farting in a telephone booth, you know? It's like
you're
in there with it, you know?
Yeah.
But every time it happens to me a lot, I feel like it's because I am in a state that is more diligent about masks than you are, than Tennessee is. So I'm just in masks more. And of course, with Sarah's health. But when I sneeze in a mask, I'm like, hey, mask, what the fuck is happening here? You had one job, and that was to filter out things to get anything in my nose. And apparently,
not everything's in my nose.
How did it get in here? And if the chili flake or whatever that got in here that made me sneeze, I gotta hear that. Maybe the fucking virus can get in here. Guys, what's going on? Mask, do better.
Oh, my Lord.
Started reading a book called A Town Called Discovery.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Really good. By R.R. Haywood. Hey, every author in the world, why do you have to do initials and then your last name? You know?
Because it looks cool.
It does. But like, was there some sort of like author convention that was like, guys, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do letters and then last name. Okay. Like J.R.R. Tolkien. Got it. Okay. J.K. Rowling. Got it. S.E. Hinton. Got it. Whatever.
It is a thing.
It is a thing. Anyways, R.R. Haywood. A man falls from the sky. He has no memory. He has no sense of self. What lies ahead are a series of tests, each more brutal than the last. And if he gets through them all, he just might reach a town called Discovery. So it starts out with this guy who's falling in he's just falling into the ocean from a very high height. And every time he falls, he hits the ocean, his legs break, and he drowns. And it happens like 20 times. But every time he like resets and he starts falling again, but he can remember all the deaths that he has. He figures out, you know, if I angle my body this way, I don't break my legs as bad. And then so like he eventually figures out how to like not die from the fall. And then he's got to like swim back to the ocean. And then the ocean like throwing up against the rocks kills him a bunch of different times. He's got to figure out how to like get through that. And then when he gets out of the ocean, finally, there's like a woman there that like shoots him. And then so he gets shot a million times. He's got to figure out all these things. And finally, he has to pass all these different tests. And then what you come to find out is that there's this whole town called Discovery of all these people that had to do all this stuff, survive. And now what they're being used for is like bending them back in time to fix problems with history.
Oh.
And it's very, very interesting. Really crazy. And I feel like this is going to be a show. Anyways, a town called Discovery.
Like a good show.
Yeah. By R.R. Haywood. Fantastic.
That sounds really good.
Yeah. You got anything else?
I feel like I haven't watched enough to talk about it, but I did start season two of Outer Banks. Did you?
Yes, I did.
How far in are you?
I'm like 4 or 5 episodes in.
Oh, you're pretty deep. Yeah. I was feeling like the first couple episodes weren't grasping me. Does it get better?
Yes, I like it. My question is like, who's this show for? Is this show for kids or is this show for 37-year-old men? Like,
I do know. Yeah.
All these kids are fucking, they're at the country club just getting fucking tanked. They're 17 years old. In what world? Like, my parents were members of the country club. They wouldn't let me get fucked up there. I wouldn't be like, hey, let me get some oysters and a Jack and Coke. They would be like, no, you're 17. No, I bet you're, no. They're all doing drugs and getting guns and like,
I know, it's insane. I don't get it.
Yeah, but I love the show. I absolutely love it.
Yeah. Okay. I need to finish.
John B.
Keep watching.
Gotta love John B.
John B's dreamy.
Yeah. And his girlfriend.
Yeah. She's hot.
So hot. But like, mm-hmm. how old is she really?
I don't know. I mean, it's probably like a classic, like, you know, like the OC in One Tree Hill.
Yeah.
Like all those kids that played high schoolers were like 28.
Yeah. I'm scared to be like, she's hot, because she might be 16 years old. And then I don't think so either. Born in 1997.
Oh.
So that makes, how old is she?
20.
So she's like 24.
Yeah. See, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Okay. So it's okay for me to say that Madeline is hot. Okay. How old is John B? Is John B like 40?
I mean, okay. You know that on Hannah Montana, the kid that played Miley's brother.
Yeah.
Jason Earls, he was playing like a ninth grader and he was like 30.
Yeah. No,
you
know
that, right? Yeah. He's crazy.
I know. Born in 1992. He's almost 30. Fuck, he's almost 30.
I told you. He looks so good for 30.
He's playing a 17-year-old. What world is this?
We're
totally on board with it. He's like, I got finals tomorrow. Okay. Social studies class at recess. Ew. Fucking John B's almost 40. Almost 30. Madison, Kiara. How old do you think she is?
Oh, she's so cute.
She is cute. She's born in 1999. Okay. So
she's a little better.
A little bit, but not really.
Not a lot.
Why didn't Sarah get on this show? She could have been like the little sister or something,
totally,
you know?
Totally could have, yeah.
This is bullshit. When I hear like, hey, we're looking for like a 17 to like, you know, a 17, 18-year-old for this part, you know? Because I hear that a lot when Sarah's like, yeah, they're going younger. This is a good example. Fucking John B is my age.
Seriously. this is common.
Don't come at me, casting directors, with you're too old for this. John B's 47 years old. All right. I like that show. I just don't know who it's for. Because if my nephews or nieces are watching it, I'm like, really? I guess that's the same thing. It's not as bad as Euphoria, but.
Oh, yeah. You know. That one was intense. Question. I feel like I saw a teaser for the new season of Stranger Things.
Yeah, it's coming in the fall.
This says it's official. There will be no new episodes of Stranger Things in 2021. Netflix this morning released a new 30-second teaser for the upcoming installment, which confirmed that season 4 will debut in 2022. Lame.
I saw this conspiracy theory about Stranger Things. I'm going to do a bad job of explaining it, but I'm going to try.
Okay. I love a conspiracy theory.
Yeah. we all know that Eleven gets adopted by Hopper, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hopper's kind of like his daughter. And then we also know that Hopper's daughter died years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this theory that Hopper's daughter didn't really die. She was also part of that scientific
experiment.
They just like pretended that she was dead, like they did with the other kid in the first season, you know, when he went to the upside down. The way that conspiracy theory works, when there's like a flashback of Hopper with his daughter, she's got this one like stuffed animal. The next time you see that stuffed animal, it's Eleven when there's a flashback to her in the
lab.
Yeah. And Eleven's got that stuffed animal.
Mm-hmm.
The thought is that Hopper's daughter went there, Eleven somehow got it, and they are using Hopper's daughter. She's one of the most powerful of all these kids, and they're going to use her to go try to find and kill Eleven. And then Hopper's gonna have to make the decision or gonna have to witness both his daughters fighting to the death.
Damn.
I did a bad job of it, but that's kind of crazy.
I kind of hope that's not true.
No? What do you want to have happen?
I don't know. I don't want Eleven to die, but I also don't want the other kid to die.
I don't want anyone to die.
No.
You know?
Just that ugly alien thing.
Yeah. The vagina. Looks like the angry vagina.
One. Yeah. Ugh.
The Demogorgon.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Speaking of Halloween, you know it's coming up quick.
I know.
I need to start right now brainstorming some costume ideas.
Same.
All right, YFT ears, if you have any ideas, send them my way. I want to be prepared this year because I never am, and I need some good ideas.
Yeah. Did you watch any of the Olympics?
I watched some of the equestrian stuff.
Here's my thing, dude. They got to fucking fly them horses all the way to Japan, bro.
Yeah. Why? Oh, yeah.
Why?
Crazy. What do you mean, why?
That's too far for a horse.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Nah.
She just said nay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so did you watch the equestrian stuff?
I watched some of it, yeah. USA was team silver, which is pretty great.
Yeah. You know, there was a time in which I mean, this is when I was younger, when I was like very like, yeah, we got the most fucking medals, like America. Now I'm like, I don't give a fuck. You know, like you guys can all, I don't care who wins, you know? It doesn't really matter to me.
Yeah, you're not invested.
No, I don't know if my patriotism doesn't lie like hardcore in really obscure sports that we're good at, you know?
I mean, that's fair.
Like, I think that we should be good at basketball because no one else really does it. You know, baseball, probably.
Is baseball in the Olympics?
I don't even fucking know, dude. I don't even know.
I'm not sure it is. I think basketball is. Apparently, they were playing, like, 3-on-3 basketball. It was weird.
Yeah, I don't know. But there's so many obscure sports. You're like, who's playing this? And also, can I just go? I'm going to go figure out the weirdest fucking sport, like hacky sack. There probably is a hacky sack thing, and then I'm going to go win a gold medal because it's just so fucking random, you know?
It is random, I know.
It's not a good barometer for, like, strength of your country if you're, like, super good at underwater basket weaving. You know, like, that doesn't make – who gives a shit?
Oh, you're right.
But I do want to say shout out to our golf team. We did really good. Nelly Korda won, and – Xander Shoffley. So that was cool.
Wow. The one that gets me is shooting. I'm like, really? A sport? Does it take any athleticism at all to shoot?
I mean, it takes a steady hand.
That's not very athletic.
You're right. You're not wrong.
A skill, yes. But athletic? Nah.
Fair.
Not sure.
I kind of agree with you. There's so many like ridiculous sports. And then we have gymnastics where they're like, let's make this so fucking hard. You know, like, wait, hold on. Why are we doing this to 12-year-old girls? I don't understand. What are you doing? Why are you making them fucking do flips on a beam?
It is nuts.
We're all judging them like, oh my God, she fucking didn't hit the triple sal cow fucking off the beam.
That's ice skating.
It's like, it's a 12-year-old girl, bro. What the fuck's wrong with us?
Oh, my God.
Hey, let's put them in bathing suits. Make them fucking jump around on a little balance bar. And when they don't nail the landing, we're like, oh, my God, what a failure. 12-year-old girl, guys. 12-year-old girl. All right?
Honestly, I'm shocked that you're allowed to compete in the Olympics under the age of 18.
Yeah, I agree, actually.
Like, I think it's great if, like, you know, you're so young and so talented, but I feel like by allowing that, it has like negative effects of like overworking kids in a sense, you know?
Our world is so fucking ridiculous.
Yeah,
like, I just keep on going back to like aliens watching and just being like, oh my God, look how weird these things are.
Yeah.
They made up a game that's so hard to do and they only let 12-year-old girls do it. Do you know who Leah Blevins is?
I'm not sure I do.
She's an old friend of mine, super talented. Finally put out a full length, and she is Paul McDonald's significant other.
Oh, I see.
Anyways, known her forever, such a sweetheart and so talented. And she's got this like Dolly Parton vibe to her. That's
cool.
The best. Anyways, the new record is called First Time Feeling. And she put that song out a while ago, but I really like this song called Beautiful Disaster. So anyways, Leah Blevins on YFT.
Now that I'm alone, where I do my best thinking, and my soul has longed for more, but the life and the style have left me so empty, 'cause you know misery works best with company. Am I real estate, inspired by numbers with a smile on my face? Was it
Yeah, she's got a super cool voice.
Yeah, definitely a throwback to like old country used to be, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And she's drop dead gorgeous. I have a feeling about her. She might be the next big thing.
Ooh, okay.
Here's the thing. It's like, will traditional country support her, or will mm-hmm. she be cast to this alt country Americana world? And I don't know. Anyways, her and Paul, by the way, they look like the coolest couple in the world.
I can only imagine.
You know?
Oh my God. My mom loves him.
Who doesn't? He's the best.
Yeah, that's all you got?
That's all I got right now.
Do you like Ingrid Andress?
I don't know.
Oh, what? She's like a newish country singer. Okay. I loved her album. She's nominated for a couple of Grammys. Anyway, she's got a new song out with my buddy Sam Hunt. It's called Wishful Drinking, and I love these two together. You gotta listen to Ingrid Andress if you haven't.
We shall right now.
Throwing them back like I got nothing to lose. It's a slow burn just like you. When I'm a couple in, I get optimistic. Like you and me are realistic. Maybe I'm just wishful drinking. Give my heart something to sink in. Better make it to nothing I want to for another round of me and you. I get hopeful when I'm tipsy. Thinking you might actually miss me. It's 100 proof, nothing I want to for another round of me and you. I'm wishful drinking.
Sip, I'm getting closer. I wish I got to do the snaps on this song.
Big snap guy. But baby, just for tonight, I don't wanna
have no closure. When I'm a couple in, I get up. I mean, that's great. That is the most like new country song ever. You know, like it's
oh totally.
I can see being in that writer's room being like, wishful drinking? Yes! This thing's gonna fucking write itself.
For sure.
I like it though.
That's all I got.
Okay. You know, next time we talk, episode one of BIP will be out.
I know. I'm so excited.
Can't wait to get cut out of that one. Very excited.
No.
Yeah, there's some things that you just can't cut me out of. I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't think actually. Either. They have to hear me at rose ceremonies because I do have to host those.
Right.
I don't know, though.
We shall see.
Listen, Just happy to be involved. Just happy to be there, you know?
I just can't wait to see Little John and what he's going to do.
He brings the energy. You got to hang out with him, right?
I've hung out with him before, and we're actually playing the same music festival this weekend. Oh, that's so I'll see him this weekend.
That's why I thought you saw him. Anyways, tell him I filmed a commercial with him, so tell him I say hi, okay?
Okay, can't wait to do that.
Come on, man.
You know the skinny guy with the curly hair on The Bachelor? Yeah, he says hi.
The guy that you just filmed a commercial with, that guy. I can't imagine Little John's filming a lot of commercials right now, okay? Now that you know that Leah Blevins is with Paul McDonald, you start hearing some songs that you're like, oh, this is about Paul.
Oh, God.
You know?
That's so funny.
So this one's going out to Paul McDonald. Oh, you know, no one ever wrote a song about me, which is really sad.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Anyone ever write a song about you?
I don't know. I dated a musician a long time ago that said he wrote this song about me, but honestly, he was such a dick. He probably told a lot of girls that, so I don't know.
Can we listen to this song?
No.
No?
Right. I would rather not.
Okay. All right. Well, miss ya. Love ya.
Miss you. Love ya.
All right, YFTers. We'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye. Just to wash them off again. You could see that I was startled when I saw you gazing from afar. Baby, I'll be your Bathsheba. You'll be my king.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.